Welcome back, everybody. This is Lightside, week number six, part two of Balance of Power. So, Bounty Hunter.
Going shopping.
Yeah, going shopping, Bounty Hunter. So, Caitlin, let's talk about Gunner and purchasing things. So, again, we'll talk a little bit about... So, the Empire controls the planet, so they don't want civilians to have... everything I want to say is so like America politics these days. I'm going to just not this time. So they don't want their citizens to have guns because citizens with guns might uprise against them. This is a time in which only loyal Imperial soldiers should have weapons. So the buying guns is hard, but you're also in a part of the city. You're in a part of Felucia in which a thriving black market exists. So you might be able to requisition some gear that is more expensive than usual from the scum and villainy in which you are currently surrounded.
I specifically want to upgrade my vibro sword and get balanced hilt.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So you're not even looking
for easier.
Yeah. You're not even looking for like a weapon. You're looking for like a forge, basically, yeah. Like someone who can help you modify it.
A space blacksmith, please.
Yeah. Space blacksmith. Totally. Okay. Yeah, he's a stout man with a huge curly red beard and a Scottish accent for some reason. Yeah, he's a Scottish Ewok. No, but that's fine. You can buy that upgrade if you want to.
If we get the money, you know, I got some credits. I don't got that many credits.
Okay. So you're putting the vibro sword before the robbery.
Well, you see, we could just directly go from his bank account to the merchant, right?
Oh, the merchant. Yeah. I mean, the merchant's not going to want to take direct payment from the bank account, right? You're going to have to pay them in, you're going to pay them in credits, but you can still clear out the account.
Okay.
Does he take gold pressed platinum?
only if you're a Starfleet officer. Yeah. So that's a thing that if you have the money to do it, it would be made available to you. But yeah, you wanted, I guess you wanted to talk to the bounty hunter about what's going on.
Well, yeah, because I don't know what Timo will do if we release him, you know, like if we somehow allowed him to buy out his own bounty, where is he going to go? Because I feel like he might just alert them to, you know, what we're doing. But I guess kind of the general idea was that what if we could convince him that his bounty is like 20,000 and have him pay us that, you know, and then so it's like extra, so then we can also convince the bounty hunter to help us out because she's making more money than she even was initially going to be granted. But I don't know what he's going to do if we just let him go.
Another thing though is we could tell him that we recorded the entire interrogation and make it very clear to him that we could release that at any time if we were to let him go. Because that would, of course, show all his superiors that he basically gave us all the info he knew, and we got the items off him, and we were able to catch him and get around his security. So, I mean, it would seem like that would be a death set. Considering what we know of the Empire, how, you know, you mess up once and Vader comes along and force chokes you out of the movie. You would think that he would take that pretty seriously.
This is a new kinder Empire. Darth Vader's dead. We don't do the choking thing anymore.
But I mean, yeah, even though you would, if he was in a position important enough to be the next Moth of that area, then you would think right. That something that bad to him, he would see as a huge red flag. We could even tell him that we you know, dead did it. So if we don't check in with a code after X hours, it will automatically be broadcast over the entire city or something.
We could hold him in captivity as a prisoner of war until we find our target. Just because otherwise there's such a high risk that he'll alert her that we're looking for her. Or yeah, we could threaten him and have him work for us and get into the bunker or find the names of the slicers.
Another option is just to steal all his money and give him to the bounty hunter, or steal all his money and tie him up. And with the money that we've stolen, convince the bounty hunter to help us before she returns him.
Yeah. It's just that we want to make sure that he doesn't like alert anyone.
I wonder if our buddies would watch him for us. I mean, he is tied to a chair and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Too much right now. And I think that if he had a locator on him, we probably would have been swarmed by now.
True. Who was the were they Rodians?
Yeah, it was like a Rodian dude and his family.
Can we like put him in mock jail while we go adventure in the secret bunker?
Yeah, the bounty hunter's probably not going to like that very much.
Yeah, I was going to say, before anything, we probably got to get the bounty hunter sorted out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, earlier when we talked about moving funds, we talked about needing a target account. We could potentially convince our bounty hunter friend's account to be that target, or at least an account that she could have.
Yeah, yeah.
Up to you guys, though.
Yeah. My disposure of that happening would probably alert her to something. You know, like if we did that, and I would know the risk. I mean, maybe she would know the risks it would bring to her and it would be fine, but I just, letting you know, I might hurt the chances of that.
Hurt the chances of what?
It depends on how you phrase it to her. You know, if we offload, all of his money into her account,
right?
Don't let her know the risks. I mean, she'll probably be able to tell from my body language that something's up.
I feel like Gunnar should talk to her.
Yeah, I was like, Gunnar's saying that he's not a good liar and is like admitting that up front, I think.
Well, I don't know why. I don't think we would need to lie, though. Do we? What's the, you know, like, why do we need to lie?
Yeah.
Well, I think the most likely the bounty hunter, remember the bounty hunter was going after this dude alone.
Mm-hmm.
So he not only was going alone, but when offering help, initially refused it. So I'm pretty sure he would most likely understand the situation when we give him a scenario. Although I could be wrong. And he was there for the interrogation as well, correct?
She
was.
Yeah. Yeah.
She helped.
Okay. Oh, that's right, with the coercer rules. So I would say at that point, yeah, we should probably just talk to the bounty hunter and kind of see what she wants to do.
Yeah.
Okay. I may make a suggestion.
Please.
If we offer the bounty hunter 20,000 credits up front for helping us with this task and for leaving the counselor with the Rodians for now, and then she would have the opportunity to take the counselor in for the bounty as well. So by the end, she'll be 3,200 or 32,000 credits richer.
Almost three times her original amount. As a bounty hunter, you'd think she would take that in a second.
Mm-hmm. Well, and as a bounty hunter, I'm sure she has like methods of, you know, cleaning those funds. You know, we can just drop them into any bank account that she wants, and then she can figure it out on her own.
We should be careful of revealing his total funds amount to her, because I wouldn't be surprised if she could take on all of us.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, we could just tell her that 20 is like that's all he has, you know?
And then I could encrypt the credit swap, so only I would have access.
She doesn't need to know we're stealing the money. We can just offer her.
Oh, like, true.
Yeah, that's when we're lying to her, though. That's when my composure kicks in.
Do you think we're really lying to her, though? Because it's not like she's hacking in and stealing it. Like, that's something we're doing. It's if she could have done it, I'm sure she would have done it already. So I don't really know. I think there's a difference between lying to her and just not.
I think
every single thing we're doing behind her.
I think when the paper trail ends at her, that's endangering her.
She's a bounty hunter, though. I think that was a good point, saying she knows how to fence items. She knows how to.
Yeah, so I don't think there's a reason then to. I don't know. I feel like she might know the risks and be totally fine with it, so then we could just be honest.
Okay, but you were saying just a second ago to hide the total amount from her.
Yeah, so. Because she might just kill us and take it all for herself.
Is she still injured from the last fight?
How would she do that, though?
Didn't she take a few big hits?
She used a stim pack. I think she might
she's doing okay. Yeah, she's not in like perfect shape, but
Gunner. That's what I was saying before about encrypting the credits themselves. So even if she killed all of us, she would not be able to access the credits.
Okay.
That's a good point.
You're just gonna hide the total amount. But yeah,
I don't think
we have to tell her how much there is, though.
And again, yeah, she wouldn't make any money killing us. Like if she attacked us, that's not in her benefit at all. It would also risk her bounty that she has because he'd be in the same room. So I don't know. I feel like it would be kind of out of character if she started just shooting.
No, but I mean, she could take it and leave, or you know.
How is she going to, that's the thing though, is like, how is she going to take the money? That was Coast's point earlier was that like, if she could just steal the money from his account, she would have done that already. So, like, she needs us to get that money out of the account.
How would she have stolen it already?
Why wouldn't she steal it?
If she had access to...
Yeah, like, if she knew that he had, you know...
What's their point of access
to the... Thousands of... What?
Is it so, you have the two things that you need to get access to his accounts, which are his code cylinder and his password.
Yeah, so we have the code cylinder, right? It's a physical thing.
Yeah,
she could take the code cylinder.
She could take the code cylinder, but then she'd have to get the password either from you or from him.
Yeah. But we haven't used the light side of thief yet, right?
No, yeah, you'll have the same amount as before.
Could we use a light side point to assume that we have a dummy account we could transfer the funds to?
Where would that come from?
A little bit much. Yeah, well,
it doesn't make any sense necessarily because none of you
would be a lot easier if it was our money. Is what I'm saying.
None of you have a background that incorporates like having been like anyone kind of underworldy. Like you're all part of the rebellion and like soldiers and stuff.
I've got a rank in streetwise.
Yeah, it's different because what you're looking for is like a secret bank account, and it doesn't really make sense to just have it.
Now here we go. Streetwise, locate a merchant who specializes in unsavory goods or illicit services. Money laundering.
I mean, yeah, sure. That's a thing you could use Streetwise for.
I don't know if it really depends on just how we want to approach it. Like we could just be upfront with the bounty hunter, let her know the situation, let her know that we're willing to give her some of that money and that we should just all do this together. Or we can work on getting the money first and then just approaching her with a raw deal and just going from there. We could also call someone. I mean, we could go back and look at the connections we have. But I don't know. I'm willing to do this however you guys want to do it.
I mean, I guess it's kind of metagaming to know that she straight up lied to us. So we could be less cautious and not metagame it. But so far, she was not going to give us any of the bounty at all, you know? So to let her know that we have more or less or anything, I mean, maybe she'd
agreed to give us part of the bounty.
But she's not going to.
Yeah, she lied to you.
But she's not going to because she lied. Yeah. So that's why I'm so, like, apprehensive. I mean,
she's a bounty hunter, so yeah.
I mean, I think I even have... I think I would have enough knowledge to know to... maybe not throw your trust into a bounty hunter, even though I respect her. You know, well,
that's telling a
bounty hunter information, even just general intelligence, telling people more information than they need to have. I think I would have a lot of training in that.
Yeah, bounty hunters, they have like a creed, like a code of ethics, but it only applies to each other. They don't, if you're not a bounty hunter, they don't give a fuck about you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think being a soldier and an assassin, like the assassin part, I think it gives me a little bit of... understanding of maybe her motives or things that she would be capable of doing.
Sure.
I think I'm greatly underestimating her reasonability.
You can just go talk to her.
Yeah, I'm kind of in favor of just talking to her and just being straight up.
I'm just talking to her and not showing her our full hand. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like not needing to tell her more than she needs to know.
Right. Okay.
Gunner, With as much as you know about her, and also you have similar histories, do you want to lead the discussion with her, and we can kind of hang back?
I am expertly trained in combat. I'm not really one for diplomacy or these kinds of discussions.
Right, but if you're the person who you feel like understands her motives the best, then it would make sense for you to be the person to talk to her. If you're the person who like is on the level.
That's why I think I'm a great strategist. And, you know, I think this is a good idea to not show our full hand. However, when it comes to speaking to our subjects, I don't think you want me. Okay.
Honesty is good.
Like, out of character, I think it makes me, like, even if I understand her, that doesn't mean I can talk to her. You know, it means I can talk to you guys and tell you what's good. But that does not mean by any means that I'm the person that should talk to her. Because I'm not.
Yeah. I feel like if you feel like you're the best person of the four,
yeah, I understand her motives. Like, understands her, yeah, I understand her motives, but that doesn't mean I can talk to her. Does that make sense?
No, it doesn't. To me, it doesn't make sense. I don't understand. Like if you feel like of the four of us,
because I'm not good at talking to people. I'm like a trained soldier. You know, I've been living in barracks for a really long time, and I've just been killing people, and I'm completely devoid of like outward empathy. So for me to negotiate with someone, I mean, I'm gonna be really, like, brutally honest, maybe say something I don't want to say, maybe jeopardize us. I'm just not...
Well, and from a dice perspective, you want somebody talking to, you want somebody doing the talking that has charm or coerce or deception is really the only like actual like reason for it too, right?
Okay. The only one of those that I have like a rank in is coercion. I don't know if anyone else has charm or deception.
They're will drinks. And presence. I have a one in both.
please do what I want, boop.
Sorry, was that
code? I have 3 in deception, 2 charm, but all green.
3 in deception, 2 in charm. Okay. I mean, I guess I could talk to her.
Sure.
Then, and try and use coercion. I don't want to threaten.
Yeah, coercion is threat. So you might want to start with Taura and then switch to Cass. Okay.
Well. I don't want to threaten her. Yeah.
Well, did we figure out exactly how much we have at our disposal in the account?
More or less 50K.
Do I have like a skill for like raw sexual magnetism? Is that one of these?
I mean, it really depends on how you want to apply it. If you want to be charming or deceptive or coercive.
Yeah. I think you're very good looking for a human.
Thanks, Zed, even though I feel like I programmed you to say that many years
ago. Zed, tell me how hot I am.
Just every once in a while, throw it in there, you know?
You're hot as the sun and twice as luminescent.
Oh my God. Okay. So do we want to send Taura in or do you want me to talk about
it? Go for it, Kestrel. Go, let's do it. Go for it.
All right. I mean, I guess we don't want to try coercion at first. So do we just talk now or do I need to roll anything?
Yeah. I mean, you can role play how you want to have the conversation, but you tell me when you're ready to like make a roll. Or I'll be like, okay, you're going to need to convince her and there'll be a roll. So you all go back into the room, where she's with the, with Tureen, and, she's braiding her hair. She's like getting her like crown braid ready. So she put her helmet back on and she's just like humming to herself and like watching him, and he's looking uncomfortable and sweaty. And you walk in, and they both look over as the kind of like the corrugated steel door opens and closes.
Right.
And she's like, it's like, so are we good to go? I'm looking forward to taking him off this sweaty armpit of a planet.
soon, but we wanted to talk with you about something first, and wanted to kind of get your feedback. We are trying to find a way to get into a bunker, and we think that you might find something that you... Well, we need your help, is the long and short of it.
So she's just watching you sort of impassively, listening to your story. And she says... I need my help. Again, what with?
Well, Timo here, and I just kind of like kick the bottom of his chair a little bit, has a friend, and we need to get to her, and we're a little undermanned for the mission. And since you make up for at least 3 of us, we were hoping that you would be able to help us out in exchange for potentially draining some of his bank account after this is all over with.
So she sighs and she's like, well, so this is the thing. I'm a bounty hunter. I gestures the guy, capture people and exchange them for money. And this one needs to go to Ord Mantell right quick. Now, if there was a bounty for me to take, then I might be persuaded to go out of my way. But really, my skills are about picking people up and taking them places they don't want to go and then dropping them off there. Now, part of that is certainly infiltration, but I know well enough when to stay away from the ISB. They're very dangerous. This Primarch woman sounds like a nasty, nasty thing, and I'm not sure it's worth the risk. Though, if you could make it worth the risk, and she kind of grins, how much are we talking about?
Well, we think that we could guarantee you, on top of your bounty, your original 12,000 bounty, We think that we could guarantee you an extra 20,000, plus, of course, our undying gratitude.
She laughs.
And you hear Talwar from the back be like,
and remember, you would have been dead without us.
She says, well, I'm not so sure about that, but, well, it was fun getting in that tangle with all of you, but 20,000, eh? ISB agent I don't get to keep. That's tricky. See, if we do get access to this Primarch woman, I'm sure she's very, very valuable to your organization. Certainly more than 20,000 credits valuable. And as you said, if I'm worth at least three of you, what's to stop me from knocking you all unconscious and taking her myself?
This is why I didn't want to tell her if we had more or not. She just asked for more, right?
Well, she'll ask for more no matter what.
Yeah, for sure. But I'm just saying, like, I think that I was in the right.
Make sure of the bounty.
Yeah.
And yet Gunnar is not the one we sent in to talk to her. Okay, so now she, out of character, she's trying to see how much money the Primarch would be worth, which, like, we don't have a bounty on, right? Like, we just need her.
Yeah, she doesn't have any official bounty placed on her.
Something we could do, Kestrel, is just offer her a bounty to bring him to us, or to bring her to us, and just be like, you know, and we'd even help you do it. It's like, doesn't get any better.
Right. Okay. Well, that's pretty much what we were doing with, was, you know, offering the 20,000 was kind of an offering, you know, a bounty. So
if we bump it up to 24, we could just tell her it's double, like double what she would have gotten. Twice the risk, twice the payment.
Okay. So then I look back at, I guess we don't have her name, the bounty hunter. And I say, well, how about this? What if we offer you 24,000 credits, which is double? Well, now you'll be making triple, just two prizes instead of one. And we'll place that 24,000 bounty on the Primarch. You help us capture her, and of course, we'll go in with you. And then you get to take the full bounty amount for both. So that's 36,000 credits.
Yeah, she, I think she grins a little. And let's see if she takes your offer. So this is a negotiation now. So make a negotiation check.
Okay. Do I need any die or anything?
Yeah. So the difficulty is going to be her. Let's see. It's going to be her willpower.
This feels so pay to win. Roleplay pay to win.
And let's see. She's got a willpower of 3. And a cool check. Okay. So the difficulty is going to be 2 green or 2 purple and 1 red.
Okay.
And I'll give you a boost die for the offer, right? The extra offer that you gave her, because it wasn't just like, well, we'll tell you later, right? It wasn't just right. That. Boost die for that. A boost die from Talra helping.
Okay.
And then one more because she's enjoyed working with you so far, right? You did okay. Actually like help her out.
Right. So that's 3 blue then. And then how do you guys feel about using a light side for this? Yeah. Okay.
Good call.
We could use more than one, I think it would be good.
We like really need that disruptor pistol on our
side.
You can
actually use 2. If you use another one, it'll take away her red die and turn it into a purple one.
Oh, this roll's so heavy. I'm so scared. Okay.
Yeah, this is pretty heavy.
Do you want to use the second one or no? Because it's the only other one we have.
I mean, what's the worst Adam could throw at us with 6?
We do. Here's what I would say. Here's what I would say.
Why did you say that?
We do have more money. So what we could do is do a normal roll and see if it works, or maybe just use 1. And then we could do like an ultimatum if this doesn't work. You know, like, hey, we could either get in a fight now over this, or you could help us. And, you know, that, and maybe kind of do something from there. But I mean, if we want to make sure, I have no problems with you using both.
It is
pretty big having another person helping us in combat. Like, that's kind of huge, especially because she's good.
She does like crazy damage. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you want to use 2, it's up to you, but I'm cool with it.
Oh my God. Okay.
The pressure.
I know. I'm scared. Okay. I'll go ahead and use the second light side point then, and then this. So I'll have 3 purple and 0 red now, right?
Yeah, let me double check real quick, because I don't think y'all have ever used 2 on light side point on the same thing. So I just want to make sure we get it right before we make the roll.
I don't think the dark side has either.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen it.
So. I will say that the idea of Adam with 5 dark side points makes me nauseous.
Yeah, right before you go into a big battle.
That's gonna be great.
I mean, we've started games with Adam having 6, and that's true. Fine. We made it
through. True. Damn good point. Yeah.
You don't scare us, Adam.
Yeah.
What are you doing? No,
he's taunting me.
I gotta stop.
Taunt me further.
Come at me, Adam.
Adam could never kill any of us.
Jesus.
Certainly not. Suddenly, rack ghouls attack. No.
Yeah, but no,
that's okay. It's fine.
Empire is on the location from orbit. Your game is over.
It's fine. When Otto died, he came back more powerful than you could possibly imagine. So it's cool.
Oh, but he's so cute now. Is he really that powerful?
Let's see.
What was it like, 4 brawn?
core mechanic. Let's see here. Destiny points. You can spend them to. Here we go. All right. Upgrade. Raising the stakes. Luck. Yeah, you can only spend 1 light side per single action.
Okay, cool. So I didn't do anything.
So yeah, so it's okay. You don't have to spend that second one. Okay, cool. All right. So in your pool, you should have 3 boost dice.
Mm-hmm.
On your side, 1 upgrade.
Yep.
And then on the negative side, you should have 1 red and 2 purple.
Got it. Okay. And we're rolling for negotiation.
And you're going to roll a negotiation check. Yeah.
All right. Everybody cross your fingers.
Ooh. All right. So you quit. Fail the roll. So now. She doesn't agree, but you get advantage. And so let me take a look at the advantage for negotiation. See if it'll give us some ideas. Unrelated boons from the target, concessions if failed, or extra perks. Okay, so some concessions. I think here's what she says. She's like, you give her the offer,
mm-hmm.
and she says, she's like, shakes her head, and she's like, ISB agent, that's a black mark. I take him in. The Empire's going to know it was me, because that's how this thing works. They're going to come after me. The ISB is dangerous. I advise you don't tangle with them. But I understand you New Republic people have your codes of honor and what have you. So go ahead and do this thing. And look, I can't think of an amount of credits that's going to make this worthwhile. I want to get off of Felucia, turn him in, and get drunk, to be perfectly honest. But if you're set on doing this, and seeing as how you're all so scrappy and adorable, I'd be willing to help you plan it. But I'm not going to do it. Because I'm too smart for that. So I'll help. But then I'm leaving.
Okay. Well, if you want to help us plan, we'll gladly accept the help. And maybe along the way, there's something other than credits you'll find that you're interested in.
She laughs and shakes her head and she says, there's nothing I'm more interested in than credits. At least nothing I've ever seen.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see about that.
Awesome. So, how much do you let her in on? Like, what do you tell her?
Well, we got to defer now, I think, to the planning mind of Gunner and Tara. To what do you guys think? Like, because we want to withhold. Like, we don't want to tell her everything because I don't know. If we don't fully trust her, then and if she's not going to actually help us.
Yeah, I mean, she's shown so far to be pretty apolitical. Like, she's not picking him up because he's the Empire. She's not helping you because you're the Republic. But vice versa is true, too. She doesn't like the Empire, and she's not very loyal to the Republic, right? So she's neutral. She doesn't care who's in charge. She just wants to pick up bounties and make money. And she likes you and wants to help you with your mission, even though she doesn't want to risk her own life. So there isn't really anything that you know about this necessarily that unless Jalu Primark puts out a huge bounty on one of you, she's probably not going to turn on you necessarily. Right. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So we don't have our bounty hunter. She's going to be taking our hostage guy. We pretty much have gotten all the information we can off of him that we, so, that he knows at least.
So the first thing that she tells you, right? She's like, honestly, the further you can get away from this one, the better. I'm going to take him away. I'm not going to mention that you helped me because, well, it looks bad for me and it makes you look like you kidnapped a counselor. I'm fine with taking that on myself. The ISB and your new friend Jalu, well, they're going to think that this was just me cashing in on the bounty. You can stay on the down low so long as you get some distance away from him. That makes sense?
That makes sense, but what is going to be done with this agent after you turn him in? Do you know where you're turning him into and what they're going to do with him?
No, but I don't care. He's done something bad, something very bad. Look at him. And she like looks over her shoulder and he's just like wheezing. It's like, he's disgusting. He's obviously some kind of terrible person. So look, I'm doing the right thing here. Whoever he's wrong, they're paying me to bring him in. What happens to him is, well, it's no one's problem. I've learned to forget about these sorts of things.
Do you only get the bounty if he's alive?
That is the preference for this mission. I suspect they're going to want to torture him.
Tower takes out his pistol and he points it at the head of the guy on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of looks at the bounty hunter and he says,
you don't know where he's going. And for all we know, the person you're giving him to could be his friend. And by the time you hand him in, we get notified. They get notified we're here. We get caught. Everything goes to hell.
So you take your pistol out and you point it at her and you point at him.
Not her.
You point at him. Okay. And she just like quirks one eye at you and she's got these burning red eyes. She quirks an eye at you and she just says to you, she's like, I'm willing to bet a whole lot of credits, 12,000 of them in fact, that I can draw on you faster than you can pull the trigger.
So Tower just kind of smiles. He holds up his pistol and he lets it kind of rock
so holding it better.
Exactly. He goes,
well, then we should get planning for our heist then.
So what you're trying to coerce her here, that you're gonna try and kill this guy before she disintegrate her pistols you, so that so she'll
I,
help
I,
you.
I pulled back. I kind of wanted to see her reaction.
You
could feel her out.
Sure. All right, so you're backing off. Yeah, she nods. She says, I think that'd be wise.
And I watched this exchange, and I just kind of turned to Kestrel.
Humans are so strange.
Which is great because neither of them are human.
Oh, well,
sorry. All you meatbags look the same to me.
Let me try that again.
Bionics are so strange.
There you go.
Sorry.
Wow. So, you say that, like, we should get to planning. She says, she's like, so as I see it, your main problems are going to be the fact that she spends most of her time in a hardened bunker. Getting in and out is going to be very, very difficult. You need to find a way to lure her out if she's your target. Or you could just drop something very heavy and explosive on the bunker. But, well, that's not going to get you anywhere, is it? You want the intelligence. So the bunker itself is a problem. But once you get in, if you can get in, or even if you lure her out, she's got that whopping huge stormtrooper following her around. There's something unusual about that one, besides his height. I'd look into that if you can. Find out where he sleeps, if that's a thing he does. He's going to be dangerous. And your third problem is she's very well connected here on Felucia. Even this place probably isn't safe. And she kind of gestures overhead and she says, the council over there, I mean, he wasn't all bluster when he said there were probably stormtroopers on the way. A lot of you made quite a mess on your way in, and she's honing in on you, I'm sure. You've got a very limited amount of time to act on this, which is where I come in. I need to make a big showy exit with her friend. Maybe she'll follow me. I'm not too afraid of that part, but she's like, sighs. She's like, I'm willing to make that sacrifice for you. I can outrun the Empire. I've done it before, but it has to happen quickly.
I'm so worried, man. I'm getting a too good to be true vibe from this bounty hunter. Oh.
So, I mean, you did get three advantage, right? So it's a significant amount of kind of assistance, if not a yes, right? So it's up to you how much you want to trust her directly. But she's mechanically not just going to like turn on you.
Okay. Okay. So it's kind of, yeah, this is a weird situation for us. So we know of a location, only one location. We know of one person and her bodyguard buddy. Now, could we, is this the kind of thing where you think we could set up a couple reconnaissance missions and still be relatively safe where we are? Or are we like hours from being sworn by stormtroopers? Like,
who are you asking, me or her?
Ooh, yeah.
You can make a knowledge, you can make a knowledge warfare check if you want to try to like remember if you know anything about how the ISB works.
Sure, let's do that. Okay. I actually got a rank in that, so sure.
Okay, all right. Difficulty 3.
Would anyone be able to help me on that?
Sure. What are we doing?
Anyone else know?
If anybody else has knowledge warfare, like a rank in it, they can.
I don't know.
I think I have a skill, but I don't know if I have a rank in it.
Could we garner anything from Zed's databanks or the info he has from the stuff we hacked?
No, that's all municipal information.
Okay, so 3 purple die. Here we go.
Can I help if it's a career? No?
No, you got to have a rank in it. Or have some like other like thing that you can use, like, you know, interaction with it. Well, there you go. So you take two strain, from the threat, but you got a triumph. So
nice.
Good work. So for knowledge skills, the triumph, let me take a look and see what it does.
Adam, we rested when we got back before we interrogated, right?
No, you haven't had a chance to like sleep properly. So okay. All your strain and wounds are still present.
I think something happened to my strain because my strain was threshold 13, current 14, but I didn't get a bunch of strain last time.
You probably only had one strain.
Okay.
Because it goes up instead of down.
Like, oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
Cool. Yeah, it goes from 0 up.
So I got 3. All right.
Yeah, you should have 4 total then. No, 3 total. Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
So the way the ISB is probably going to work is by just cracking down with the secret police. They're probably going like door to door to every suspicious person, kicking the door down and like sweeping the house. There's probably a team of ISB-led stormtroopers just like moving through the city, terrorizing people right now, trying to get people who saw you to turn you in, trying to get people to rat on you. But because you didn't get any successes on the roll, you're not going to know exactly where they would start. You just know kind of their tactics. And because of the Empire, they're going to come to the slums eventually, but you don't know when. You may have like a day, you may have an hour. You don't know your time window here, but you know what you can expect to look out for. One member of the like kind of secret police and probably like a group of 6 stormtroopers kitted out for intimidation. So maybe flamethrowers, very, very like sort of scare tactic stuff.
Okay. So at that point, with that information, can I relay that to the Rodian people and kind of let them, or the one Rodian that we've kind of been connecting with and talking to? Mm-hmm. Can I keep him aware of the situation, explain these tactics to him, let him know what to look for? And then at that point, I guess take the team and I guess at this point, I mean, do we sit down and start planning this with the bounty hunter and then we let the bounty hunter do her thing and then go do the heist?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the question, right? If you want to act quickly, now is the time.
All right, let's do it. So okay. I guess we sit down with the bounty hunter and after talking with the Rodian and start planning.
Okay. Yeah. So what we can do is sort of elide the like moment to moment stuff. I can give you some clues. Somebody can roll, or as a group, you can roll. Let me take a look at the skills. You're looking for something, basically something tactical, but you can assist with things like streetwise or skullduggery. I think everybody's probably good. Everybody's got a skill that they can contribute, but the main role I think will probably be in this case, probably knowledge warfare. Because strategies and tactics of this operation. So Tara, you'll be rolling. And everybody tell me what skill they want to help with. And if you have one, that'll add a boost die to
cool. I have a rank in skullduggery.
Okay.
So I can do that.
Okay, looking for weaknesses in security systems, patterns to look out for.
I do too.
Okay.
For each one of these you approve, Adam, that's one blue die?
Yeah, definitely.
So up to two.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Gunner? Only a career. I don't have anything that would contribute.
Yeah, you're gonna be more like when the operation actually happens. Yeah. You've got the skills for pulling it off.
I mean, in character I have the skills, but out of character. Well, on my character sheet, I don't have the skills. Here's the thing. I had a lot of training for a lot of years, but it really was all VR. So even though these are career skills, can't assist you.
Yeah, you don't have the practical application of them down yet. Okay, so you've got the two boost die there. Your bounty hunter friend will contribute a boost die as well. She's got both tactics training and the other. So, you have to make this roll. I think the difficulty will be probably. Let's lay it out this way. So, for each success, I'll tell you like a weakness in her like defense, something you can exploit. And then for each advantage, rather than having them spent on this roll, you can, during the actual mission, you can like flash back and be like, I would have prepared for this by, and you can say like a thing you did earlier and
Great.
We can make a roll, or you can like be ready in some way, have somebody placed in the right place.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So what is our difficulty die?
So the difficulty, she's an Imperial Security Bureau agent. It's pretty well handled. Let's say, I'm going to say two red and a purple.
Two red and a purple. Okay, yeah. So three blue, one purple, two red, no upgrades at all.
Yeah, and you can spend your point if you want to.
A light side point?
Yeah. You buy yourself an upgrade.
I'm in favor.
You guys good for that?
Yep.
Okay, let's do it. I'll buy one upgrade on our side.
Find some weakness. Let's go.
Use our light side point. Okay, here we go.
Skulldug.
Three blue, one upgrade. Yes, we gotta skull dug it up. Here skull we go. Three, two, one.
Ooh, okay. All right. So from the outset, looking at what her
that's security, a lot of blank die.
Her security is like airtight, basically. Like you can't find any evidence that her guys ever leave the base. You know where the base is, but there's just no traffic. You can't find, you don't know where any of the other inside or like any of the ingress or egress points are. You do know what you collected from the last mission in that there's security equipment monitoring hidden security equipment monitoring a courtyard. But other than that, there don't appear to be any informational or locational weaknesses in her security. They've done their job really well. Right now, just looking at the information, Talra, a full frontal assault looks like the only way you can get at her. Now you can save that advantage. So everybody remember, it's kind of like the way a Destiny point where save that advantage so that later you can say, good thing I planned this, and you could like have a weapon hidden somewhere or whatever. But,
I remember the door code is Funky Town.
Yeah, it's not like new information, but it's something that you prepped in advance that you don't have to know about now, but like later can be like, I was ready for this eventuality. It's a way to elide the like, because often in role-playing games, we try to prepare for every single possible eventuality, and building it into a role in the front load part of it, you can make it go backwards, do flashbacks instead, and it saves us the time of gonna sit here for like 2 hours being like, all right, and then what if this happens? We got to be planning for that. So you'll have this one thing that you can be like, yeah, while we were talking, you know, remember when we planned about this. But as so far
the
as
the end of the fight with three of us dead, I just remembered we never should have done this.
Well, I mean, you can't undo things that have already happened. But this is like the when you're like in a cantina and we never saw you hide the gun under the table, but you're like, good thing I hid this gun under the table, and you like pull the gun out, mm-hmm. right? It's like showing the character was better prepared than the player had to be.
Cool.
But yeah, she doesn't leave. I mean, we know she like hid her name from the database. She like doesn't exist. So it's gonna be real tricky unless you can find some way to like lure her out of there. Now the store is a front. So ostensibly they have people coming and going as customers. Like people will wander in there and they have a business. So that might be a place to start, is to check out the actual business. It was like a clothier's, I think.
Quick question.
Yeah.
That role.
Yes.
Was it supposed to be made under Skullduggery or Warfare?
Warfare.
It was Warfare. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Y'all were just helping. Y'all were helping.
Almost Zeke.
Yeah. We're moral support.
Yeah, totally.
So just to be perfectly clear here, we still have access to his funds. We did not give any to the bounty hunter.
And correct.
We can hit a shop before we do this assault.
Yeah, if you want to take the time to,
because you know, I probably would like some armor for a full frontal assault, if that's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that would be great.
And I have crazy wounds right now too, because we like haven't healed since the last, or I don't have a stim pack even. So
can we rest?
Like,
I mean, the longer you rest, the more likely she's going to discover that he's been kidnapped. If you let the bounty hunter go now, then there's at least going to be a smoke screen of like, oh, he got kidnapped by a bounty hunter. Let's chase them instead of finding you. Mm-hmm. The sooner you do that, the better, because the smoke screen needs to be up before you start resting. But yeah.
So I'm thinking we talk to the bounty. We know that we can only do a frontal assault. We can talk to the bounty hunter and see if he has anything, if she has anything else she wants to tell us or can help us with. After that conversation, we're pretty much done. And she's already said that she'll make a big scene about leaving. So we could let her leave after that conversation, rest up completely, and then basically just hit the store and then go to the place.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think?
Okay. Yeah. We're taking his money first, you said, right?
Yeah. We're just going to go ahead and drain his money.
Yeah.
Adam, can armor be worked on so that the encumbrance is lowered, or is the encumbrance set and you can't lower it?
It's set as part of the armor.
Okay. I guess we really just need like a deflector shield for all of us then, maybe. I don't know.
So the thing about rarity is that you have to make a roll to be able to find stuff. So for each point in rarity that an item has, there's an associated difficulty. So like 4 and 5 rarity items is 2 difficulty.
Yeah, this shield has the highest.
Yeah, what's the rarity on the shield?
8.
Yeah, so it's a daunting. It's the same as getting a thermal detonator. It's a difficulty 4 test.
Can I just buy a lightsaber right now?
No.
I think that's like 10 rarity. Or it might even have rarity. It might be so rare.
I think it's 10. It's like the rarest. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
That was good, though.
Yeah, so that's a thing you could go out and look for. The other thing, though, is like a failure or like a despair on a roll means like the Empire, because the Empire would know it, they'd find out. It'd be like, oh, you're buying personal deflector shields, huh? We should go check that out. So you got to be careful about what you're going to buy and making those rolls. But what do you think you need for this mission?
All right, clothing's at a rarity of 6. That's pretty good stats for the encumbrance. But that's 6 is really rare too, right? Like that's too rare.
6 is a difficulty 3, either a negotiation or an appropriate knowledge check. Like I'd allow Outer Rim knowledge here too.
So upgrades you can just get anywhere though.
Yeah, because you already have the stuff.
Okay. Well, that's all I'm interested in. I don't know what you guys want.
Well, how much money do we each get from this? Or like, how do we know how much money we're getting from the Teemo guy?
He's got 50,000 credits. So
are we taking all of it? Just splitting it up 4 ways? I feel like the Republic, I feel like they're just going to be mad at us for...
Spoils of war!
Stealing all this guy's money. Okay, so that's 12,500 credits for each of us.
They didn't send us any help or anything. It's like,
deal with it. This is what we're doing to deal with it, I guess.
As far as war crimes go, like freebooting is super low on the priority list, especially stealing from someone like him. There'll probably be like some kind of like slap on the wrist, like don't do that. That's local economy money. We need that shit.
Putting it back into the economy, Adam.
Yeah, yeah, into the shadow economy. That's fine.
We'll buy a bunch of armor and weapons and give the rest to an orphanage.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Didn't the commander say ad verbatim, use what you've got or use what you have?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
We have the guy in our room, right?
They care more about results. It's not going to be that big a deal.
All right. Where does someone have the page number on the like things we can buy?
160 something is where it starts. Okay. 173 is where the like weapons start.
Okay. Well, I have the like Malo's special shotgun thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I guess I could get like a pistol or whatever instead, or in addition, but I need stimpaks, man.
Yeah.
Yep, we need stimpaks. I need armor.
Anything that's not a weapon, anything that's not a weapon or armor, you probably don't need to make checks for. But anything that like would flag the military database as like being something that is restricted on this planet, then we'll have to make a roll for it to get. But otherwise, okay. Pretty good.
Cool.
Yeah.
So,
can I just list what I want to get then?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. I want to get a load-bearing gear. I mean, we could all get load-bearing gear. It's increases the wearer's encumbrance threshold by 3, so it's really good. And I want to get utility belt, which is increases it by 1. And then I want to get the hilt upgrade for my vibro sword.
How much are these each?
So I don't know how much the load bearing gear is. Oh wait, I have it open.
100.
It's 125 for the utility belt, so 125 for both.
Okay, yeah, that stuff's no big deal.
Oh, really good. Thank God for that.
Great, awesome. So we'll buy all that for sure.
Cool.
Do we just put that in item inventory?
Yeah. Yeah, just record it on your sheet.
And that's, you said plus 3 encumbrance?
Yeah, plus 3 for the 1, and then the utility belt is plus 1. So plus two, plus 4 overall. So it's pretty good.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's really good.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's just standard, like, combat webbing used by soldiers to carry necessary equipment.
Yeah, I mean, my character already has it on him, but not literally. Like,
yeah, of course.
Saying this, but
yeah, definitely.
What page was the armor on?
So weapons and armor are on page 174, I think. Let's
take a look. Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, it's 174.
I guess because my encumbrance is up, then I could also get a laminate armor.
Yeah, you'll have to roll for it though.
Yeah, because it's a 5. So, how do I roll this?
So you have to make a negotiation or knowledge outer rim test.
Okay.
But you're using there's some special rules for the black market. So let me see. Finding black market items requires a streetwise check, and items may cost far more than the list price depending on their scarcity. So let's see. Rarity modifiers. Yeah, okay. So what's the rarity on this item?
6 or 5.
Laminate armor.
Let me get back to it. It is 5.
5? Okay. So it's an average difficulty test, 2 purple. And you're going to use negotiation to find it. And you're on an outer rim world. So it's difficulty 4.
This is going to happen.
Yeah, negotiation's tricky. Nope. And you leverage a threat. So I think someone like mentions, I think we see you out like talking to, we get a montage, all these see are like little vignette scenes. We get a vignette of Gunner, you know, like you're buying your equipment and you're like asking this merchant, this like alien merchant, like, hey, do you have any like armor or whatever? And he shakes his head and you leave. And then he's like on his like comms, like talking to somebody after you go. Okay. So laminate armor is not available to purchase.
I need to just start killing everyone after I talk to them. Is
that totally. Do you have any armor? No. Wow.
And start peeling back their fingernails.
Oh God.
I mean, it's only one threat. I'll make a note of how many threat before like somebody comes looking for you, but But yeah, I've got a note there. So yeah, no, you don't turn in.
So Adam, how does the situation treated if I want to go into this store and buy the best armor available?
Same thing. What armor are you looking to buy?
The armor I'd like to buy is the heavy battle armor, but that also has a rarity of 7, which I don't think I'll get.
Correct.
So like, could I try rolling for that? And then if it doesn't work, can I try rolling?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, the limit on these rolls is just the more threat you generate, the closer we get to that, like, uh-oh, the Empire found out and they're going to come down to the slums and be like, who's looking for heavy weapons and why?
And we have one threat so far?
You have one so far.
Do we know what the threshold is?
No, well, that wouldn't be any fun, would it?
Can someone buy armor for the rest of us if they succeed?
No, it's per like individual item.
Okay.
What did you say the skill was we're rolling with this?
It's negotiation. Now the problem is you're in the outer rim, like Felicia is in the outer rim. So it's plus two to the difficulty.
So if someone succeeded, they could buy however many copies of it they wanted?
They can only buy one.
It's for literally each item. Yeah. Okay.
Now it's on the Perlemian trade route, but it is in outer rim territory. Yeah. So it's plus two to the difficulty. You want to try and get some heavy battle armor?
I do. Yeah. You know what? I'll go for it. Sure. What does R mean next to the price?
Is that how much the price is? What page is it on?
All of the prices of the armor just show a number, but in parentheses before the price of heavy battle armor, it says there's a capital R.
I think it means restricted.
Oh.
Let me take a look.
Can Bothans wear?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's not that. Like, you'd be able to find someone who could kit it out for you, but let's see. Yeah, it's like Mandalorian shock trooper armor. That's awesome.
If someone in chat asked this question, I was actually wondering the same thing. Would Streetwise help with this at all? Since we're on, probably not.
Streetwise. So if you're doing like a black market action, Streetwise is mostly for like selling stuff on the black market. Finding black market items always requires a Streetwise check and the item. No. So normally to find a black market, you'd make Streetwise, but I'm allowing you to.
Okay.
I've done that already. R just means that it's restricted. It's like more illegal. And if you just are wearing it out in the street, someone would be like, oh shit, call the cops.
Oh, so in other words, I would not want to walk into this storefront wearing heavy battle armor.
No. Okay. It would be like walking into a bank wearing a Kevlar vest. People would be like,
yeah,
this is not going to be good.
What about in that case, let me go ahead and would laminate armor, I'd be able to wear in laminate armor. I could put like a shawl or something over that.
Yeah. Okay. That kind of armor is
I'll actually try to get laminate armor too.
Okay.
And if that doesn't work, there's a one rarity thing that I'm going to go
for. Well, here, rather than do this all like one at a time, let's take a short break. And then folks can figure out what they want, and we'll do a bunch of rolls when we get back. And then we'll finish with all the shopping. So cool. We got 2 more hours of Lightside Balance of Power coming up right after the break. Stick around.